Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Hendry County winner Brett Jenkins. Then we'll speak with the winner from Livonia, Braden Jones. And we'll have a conversation with Tri-County's winner, Justin Carroll. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start North Carolina at County Line. Chris Arnold and Russell Irwin with wins. Billy Joe win and Ronald Pope getting the same at East Lincoln. Caden Ridenour, Joel Smith, Preston Risley amongst the Bull Bash Series champions at Wake County. Bear Creek to Christian Hickman. Scotty Benford wins Jacksonville. Hickory goes to Mason Waters. Levi Canup and Brody Rhodes split them at Southern National. South Carolina at Cherokee. Chris Madden and Leighton Sullivan in victory lane. Brandon Overton dominates Modoc. Kyle Busch a winner at Dillon. Sumter, Eugene Vaughn wins Super Troopers and Enduro. Donnie Atkins wins Traveler's Rest and Anderson goes to Zach Franks. Tennessee at Haswell to Travis Fultz, I-75 to Bobby Giffen, Cody Overton and Jordan Thigpen winners at Swainsboro, Georgia, Hartwell to Chris Nation, Cade Cagle and Austin Roberts winners at Winderboro, Virginia, South Boston, Lee Pulliam and Ron Silk both winners, Pulaski to Kyle Dudley, and the Ultimate Supers at Blackwater in Florida to Rusty Schlenk. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, fresh off of his Dirt Legends of the South racing victory at Hendry County Speedway, right around Lake Okeechobee, Central Florida. If you're listening on WAUC in Wauchula, you know where that is. Brett Jenkins, welcome to the show. Glad to have you on. We've had Daniel Alvarez, who's won some Dirt Legends races down there, Hassan Chiauri on, and now we get to talk about your involvement, but I was looking first and foremost, your history is from those wild late model pavement cars that are all, you know, just so aerodynamic and such. What was the transition that brought you over to dirt racing in the South for the Legend Series?
Yes, sir. First off, thanks for having me. And as far as, you know, switching from those 602 outlaw late models to the dirt legend cars, it's kind of two ends of a spectrum. Just looking for something to race that wasn't a full-time job.
There you go. I could see that. Legends cars seem to be reasonably easy to work on for most folks that get into the business, and the pavement outlaw late models, they could be a handful, you know, going fast, but also on the jack stands. And Brett Jenkins made the transition from one to the other, and now a winner at Hendry County in the Dirt Legends of the South division, racing all across the Sunshine State and into Georgia and Alabama some later on this season. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you this week by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets available at ProFabrication.com. So what makes racing a legend fun other than, you know, winning as you did down there at Hendry County?
They're so hard to drive, which sounds crazy for a beginner class, but they are. I mean, they're a fair amount of motor. They don't weigh much. They're you know, about 1,000 pounds curb weight before driver. So it's one of those things where it's more 70% driver, 30% horse, whereas the asphalt outlaw cars were 90% horse, 10% jockey.
I gotcha. Well, Brent Jenkins used his percentage to take the win in the Dirt Legends of the South division at Hendry County Speedway last weekend, parking his legend car right there in victory lane. Now, that's the Swamp Cabbage track. Did they give you a bowl of Swamp Cabbage in victory lane? What was that moment like?
Victory Lane at Hendry County is always a great place to be. It's one of my favorite racetracks, actually. They're always so hospitable. No cabbage, but I did walk away with a trophy and a big check, so I'd much rather have that.
Absolutely. Brett Jenkins, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, made the switch from pavement outlaw late model full-size cars all aerodynamicked up and everything, to the U.S. legends that you see here at Charlotte Motor Speedway and tracks all across the globe. But now they race them on dirt down there all across Florida in the Dirt Legends of the South Division. Brett, our latest guest from that division now, chatting with us about things. So the car and the driver combination, how did you work your way through what looked like a large field of cars to take this victory at Hendry County? Where'd you start and how'd you work your way up to the top spot by the end?
Well, I actually started in the top spot. I started on point, kind of committed to my normal line that I would run there, and there was just no grip. So I got freight trained by a few cars, fell back to six, and just methodically, you know, through experience and a little bit of luck, was able to pass for the lead with two to go and, you know, never looked back.
You know, a lot of us listening to you, you know, life's ups and downs, you fall from the top spot all the way to six. That's a frustrating moment. And in the heat of battle, you know, it takes a second or two to catch yourself. How did you control those emotions once you were not where you had started and looking up at five or six guys that you're going to have to pass? How do you collect yourself in that moment and keep running fast?
At that moment, the outcome, you know, didn't matter. That moment, there were a couple guys that were better than me, and I was just going to get what I could get and, you know, make the best of, you know, what was offered to me. Fortunately, a couple of them were team cars, so I was actually really excited to see those guys get up there, Sarah Bradley and Philip Vest, lead a couple laps.
Brent Jenkins, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. This series got a lot of races to go. How can we follow you on social media and the series? It sounds like it's going to be quite the run to the end of the season.
Yes, sir. So we have a Facebook page, Dirt Legends of the South. All the results. There's some actual driver biographies. There's the points run down, and most importantly, the schedule is posted on that Facebook page. There's a website coming, but that's still under construction. So hopefully at a later date, we'll have that. But for right now, it's Dirt Legends of the South on Facebook.
Dirt Legends of the South winner from Hendry County, Brent Jenkins, thank you for joining us. We appreciate you taking the time to be with us on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and X.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
The 30th anniversary of the Kyle Petty charity ride.
It's hard to believe that. I can't believe I'm like 39 and we've been doing this 30 years. The idea came about 2 o'clock in the morning. We were riding motorcycles to California, and we had stopped and picked up a couple of guys in Oklahoma City, and then we picked up some people in Globe, Arizona, and we were riding in. It was late at night, and it's like, oh my God, this would be so cool. We'll get people to give us 10 cents a mile. We'll ride. We'll do a bike-a-thon. And I just threw it out in the garage here. Dick Brooks rode with us that first year. Robert Yates rode with us. Cindy Sissoms rode with us. Man, we had so many people. They read about it, and they called us up and said they wanted to go on a ride, and we were like, come on down. Had 10 Hall of Famers that have ridden with us through the years. It is like a traveling show for the NASCAR Hall of Fame to go across country sometime, but it has been really good. We heard of a couple of different hospitals and a couple of different kids that were race fans, and we were thought, hey, we'll just stop and make a donation to help their families pay their bills. And that's what we did. It's all for camp now. It's all for Victory Junction.
30th anniversary of the Kyle Petty Charity Ride.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, late model winner from last weekend at the opener at Livonia, Georgia, from Churaville, North Carolina, Brandon Jones. Braden Jones. Braden, welcome to the show. Churaville. Am I saying it looks like Cherryville, but why does everybody say it the other way?
I'm not really sure, to be honest, but growing up in Cherryville, or Churaville, as we say, you know, everybody just seems to kind of call it that, and I guess it just kind of stuck.
Well, it stuck on Braden Jones, and he stuck his car right into victory lane last weekend. He is our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline, Livonia, Georgia. For a kid from North Carolina, it seemed like this event was even more special for you. Why was Livonia's track down there the place that, you know, it added a little bit of extra special to this first win?
Well, it's the first track I ever ran a late model at. So I feel like I've had 8 or 10 races there, and I have a good bit of experience. So I always feel good going to Livonia. I've had some good runs there. And, you know, I felt like that was the place that I was more likely to win at, and it ended up happening last Saturday.
Well, it happened, and it happened in a big way. Livonia, Georgia, one of those storied Peach State tracks, and our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline from Churaville, North Carolina, Braden Jones, got to victory lane there. And I understand you use ProFabrication headers that exhaust. What was it like to hear that rumble as you were heading towards victory lane?
Man, it was unreal, man. You know, getting your first win's always special, and they sound great, and, you know, it's always, we've always used them, and they sound really good on the racetrack.
ProFabrication headers that exhaust, the ProFabrication hotline, brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. So Braden Jones from Churaville, North Carolina, Livonia late model winner. You mentioned experience there at that track, but I can remember like a summer quarter midget championship watching you come along from the pavement to over onto the dirt micros and such. When, you know, what did you learn in those early years that is still most relevant to you as you go dirt late model racing there? Was there some skill that you picked up along the way?
You know, in the asphalt stuff, it was a little different, but whenever I was younger, I feel like the quarter midget taught me, you know, just racecraft and how to control a car. And then when you move on to the micro, it teaches you how to throw slide jobs and how to race with people on dirt. And that's a whole different discipline, you know, learning where the track's slick and learning where to run. And, you know, I feel like you can carry a lot of those principles into the dirt late model. And, you know, they're just a lot faster and bigger, but it's still on dirt. So you're sliding around. And I feel like I learned a lot racing over the years in the micros and all that, running all the different tracks across the country.
He has certainly been there, done that from the micro world and now making a name in the dirt late model world. Livonia, Georgia winner from Churaville, North Carolina, Braden Jones chatting with us on the ProFabrication.com hotline. When you talk about sliding around and such like that, yeah, you have to learn respect. And, you know, have you developed that not only with yourself, but with other drivers to where you got a little bit of give and take? You're not just that kid from North Carolina coming up there trying to grab a trophy from someone else.
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting better with that. You know, when you first get in a car, you don't want to make the whole field mad at you whenever you're running a new series. But I feel like the more I've been racing with them over the last year and starting out this year, I feel like I've definitely learned a lot, and I'm getting in control of the car a lot more. And, you know, I feel like I'm learning or earning their respect. And, you know, I think it's a good thing to always, you know, race with respect and not just run into everybody and try to, I try to race people how I would like to be raced.
And I can tell you that from the folks at Churaville that I know, that is a trait of that great little town west of Charlotte, North Carolina. Braden Jones, the driver that won the late model division at Livonia, Georgia, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. But you've also been really pushing yourself into a direction that a lot of drivers seem to be able to get to help build their name and their brand out there. A social media, what was it like? You're now holding a microphone and talking. Those early days, though, sometimes those videos were maybe not Academy Award winning. How's that transition been to being comfortable in front of the camera?
You know, when you first get on the camera, it's definitely nerve-wracking, to say the least, you know, because everybody's going to try to critique you and all that. But I feel like the more I do it, the more natural it becomes. And I've learned that if you kind of just act like you're having a conversation with the viewers, it seems to do better rather than thinking about how many people are going to be watching you and whatnot. So if you just act all natural, usually comes out a lot better.
Well, and he really is something to see. Where do folks get to see it? Is it just Facebook? You got a YouTube, you got an X account. Where can folks find and follow you?
So we got Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. And then I believe we're going to be working on a YouTube sometime this year. So if you look up Braden Jones Racing on TikTok, Facebook, or Instagram, that'll pop right up.
Braden Jones, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, winning in the dirt late model at Livonia, Georgia last weekend, and one to watch on his social media. He's really changed and grown in this, just like he has changed and grown on the racetracks. And I also see that you have a shock specialist, crew chief, Matt Logan, who is one of the good guys in and around the pit area. What's it like learning different crew members along the way, whether it's Matt, whether it's just working with your dad and still trying to communicate there? Does doing the social communication actually help you communicate even to them?
I feel like Matt has really helped me out a lot. He tries to teach me what the things he's doing to the car do, so I can try to help next time tell him what I need. And I feel like me and him over the last year have really learned how to communicate together, and we're learning what I want more as a driver. And with my new crew chief, Russell, he's really been helping us out. And, you know, we've been getting the car better and better every week, I feel. And I feel like that's what's making us more competitive and giving us more of an edge.
Braden Jones, Cherville, North Carolina, Livonia, Georgia, late model winner on the ProFab Hotline, learning, developing, growing, and now doing it in a dirt late model in Victory Lane. Remind us again where we can tune in to see you and the videos and such on the internet.
Braden Jones Racing on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. If you look it up, I'll be up there. And, you know, we post quite often. And, you know, we've been getting better and better at it. And, you know, we've been growing more and more every day. So go check us out.
Go check them out. I bet they're going to have a very special edition after this late model win at Livonia, Georgia. Braden Jones Racing, Cherville's winning dirt late model driver. Thanks for taking the time to join us on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
When NASCAR hits Dover Motor Speedway, get ready for all-star intensity at the Monster Mile, May 15th through 17th. See the sport's biggest names battle it out. It's more than a race, concerts, autograph sessions, tailgates, and nonstop action all weekend long. Experience NASCAR the way it's meant to be, live and in person at Dover. Get your tickets now at DoverMotorSpeedway.com. That's DoverMotorSpeedway.com.
Hi, this is PRN's Andrew Curlin. Weekends are the time to get stuff done. And when you're on the go, make sure you take advantage of the PRN mobile app. You can catch myself from the pits or the turns covering the action alongside our incredibly talented PRN crew. So you can listen to us from anywhere, at home, on the road, or even at the racetrack. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today. Available in the Apple App Store or on Google Play.
There's more At The Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
Mike Rowe on the student organization known as Skills USA.
Well, everybody talks about high unemployment. It seems to me that the real problem is the skills gap. There are opportunities available, millions of them. Skills USA is on the front line. They're encouraging soft skills, specific skills. They're the connective tissue in between the opportunities that exist and the hopes that a lot of parents and kids have for their own future.
Learn more at microworks.com and skillsusa.org.
Skills USA, champions at work.
Coca-Cola 600 weekend is Memorial Day weekend. Get your tickets now at CharlotteMotorSpeedway.com. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Justin, they call him Toast Carroll, the winner at Tri-County Raceway. And before we even get started with the hows and whys you won, for those that don't know, kind of update us on, remind us, how did you get the nickname Toast?
Yeah, we just started racing late models back in, I want to say it was 2012 or 13, and I had a big wreck at Orange County and went up in a ball of flames, and I had been on fire several times before in a legend car, so just kind of stuck.
Yes, it has. Well, I'm glad you're not too toasty, just toast. And Justin Carroll with us on the ProFabrication.com hotline, winning in not in surprising fashion that the talent's not there, but it was almost like they just grabbed a fan out of the grandstands and put you in. You haven't raced in years. What got in you to drive one of your own cars and to go out and win and beat a guy like Landon Huffman?
Yeah, you know, it was kind of a one-off deal. You know, I've the last several years have only run a race or two, and just kind of was an off weekend before the season really gets going hard here, and had all my family was around, and we said let's go. So we went and had a good time, and luckily got the checker flag out of it too.
You sure did, and it looked really, really fun. The videos from a number of our friends with podcasts posting them and seeing the pleasure of this victory for Justin Carroll, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. In fact, ProFabrication.com hotline is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. But winning, you know, this race and now maybe stepping back to the, you know, kind of behind the scenes again, turning the wrenches, or has this kind of, to use a term, lit your fire, Toast, to get back in more?
I mean, I don't know. I might race a couple more times this year and if the opportunity presents itself. But, you know, as a business and a business owner, we run all the car store races with customers. And honestly, funny enough, Landon Huffman, who drives one of our car store cars, was the one I had to go a duel out with for the win Saturday night. So, but you know, like I said, those are my customers, and that's my day job. So, yeah, I love doing it. So
that's Carroll Speed Shop, right? You opened that a few years back. What has been the process of going from driver to now, you know, one of the sought after guys in setups and mechanical things to go and to race such series as the Elite Cars Tour? What's that process been like for you?
Well, it was definitely a transition when we started this back in 2018, but it's been fun. I learned a ton. I'm probably one of the younger crew guys or crew chiefs on pit road. But it's been a lot of fun, and it's a family business that we've started and had going since then. So yeah, it's a lot of fun.
You know, we see crew chiefs even on Sunday. We see them on TV. We see them at Saturday night at the races and such. And they're usually looking over things by the time we get to see them and impounding on the headset to talk to their wheelman. What's that process been like of trying to not only make sure that the mechanical parts and pieces, but the guy inside the helmet or gal inside the helmet is focused the way they should be and not, you know, maybe getting a little off center when they don't need to be? How is the psychology part of your new position been to work through?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a balance, just like we're always trying to find balance with the race car and the setup and how it's handling. It's also a balance of the driver's got to control emotions and adversity when things aren't going right and try to overcome that because they're long races and a lot of things happen throughout the race. So it's definitely a balance that
Does it happen ever like on Days of Thunder where you're kind of bantering back and forth and not always in the nicest way?
Yeah, there's definitely those times and that's the hard love. Sometimes you gotta give to the drivers and back the other way too. So yeah, but that's what makes you strong.
Well, and making him strong, Toast, Justin Carroll taking the win at Tri-County Raceway on last weekend, beating out one of the drivers that he has in his stable, Landon Huffman, popular driver. And I understand that there was a bit of a wager on this, but it wasn't financial. And where can we see what went on? Kind of update the folks for us.
Yeah, so we had a bet that if I beat him, he had to shave his head down to a very low blade, and then if he beat me, I had to baby face shave my face, and take me back about 10 years. But so I ended up winning that. So last night on his Huffman Racing Radio podcast, we shaved his head, and that was a lot of fun. You can catch that out on all of his where you find podcasts, and then also on YouTube. So that was a fun little side bet we had.
Well, I that has got to be the topping on top of the trophy and all of it for our guest Justin Carroll, winning at Tri-County Raceway, one of the driver, you know, development, driver processing, the crew that you want to be a part of, Carroll Racing and Carroll Speed Shop in Mooresville, North Carolina, taking the victory there. He is our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. What does this do for the phone calls and now from folks that see that not only are you a guy that says he knows the setups, now you can drive those setups too, and you've got the most current data of anybody of that type in the business. How does that help the business?
Yeah, you know, it's always good when you can get in the car and kind of go through the things that you're working on and see if it's working and stuff like that, so that it gives especially new drivers that come along the best opportunity to have success right away. So
where could folks find Carroll Speed Shop out there on social media and on the internet if they want to follow along and catch up with you?
Yeah, we're on all the Facebook, X, and also Instagram. You know, hit us up on Carroll Speed Shop there. And
come with plenty of hair if you want to challenge the owner of Carroll Speed Shop, Justin Toast Carroll, our guest from the profabrication.com hotline. Tri-County Raceway winner, appreciate you taking the time. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry, call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal and is so easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and X to find out more about our full line of products. Remember the name Z-Max for your car, big rig, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. And the Victory Junction Outreach Program takes camp fun beyond our gates to children at hospitals and partner sites throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible.
This is a place that needs to be here 50 years from now, 100 years from now. We are never going to run out of kids that can benefit from Victory Junction.
Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.
This April at Bristol, 750 horsepower meets soft tires. More power, less grip. Drivers wrestling machines that don't want to be tamed. When the engines roar and the rubber wears, you don't get calm, you get chaos. Slide jobs, fenders bending, tempers rising. It's the Food City 500 weekend, April 10th through the 12th at Bristol Motor Speedway. And it's where race fans will be. Bring yourself, bring your friends, bring your cooler. Just don't blink. It's not just a race.
It's Bristol, baby!
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. More tracks opening up all across the country. Get out and support grassroots racing and follow all the action on PRN at the Track on our social media. Facebook, X, and Instagram, all brought to you and powered by Keen Parts and CorvetteParts.net. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.